Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that is for folks who aren't. Driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast. Paul writes to the church in Corinth in his second letter in chapter 3, verse 17, "For the Lord is the Spirit, and wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom." Now, this is one of those verses that ought to give us that the Lord Himself, God, has given us the gift as followers of Jesus, His Spirit, to dwell within us, to do the ongoing work of perfecting us with Christ's righteousness. And wherever the Lord is, the Spirit is, and wherever that happens, where the Lord and the Spirit are working within you, there is freedom. Now, we Americans look at freedom in the sense of, well, we get to do what we want when we want, and we have the opportunity to become what we want when we buy into the American dream. But that is not the kind of freedom we're looking at here. The scripture gives us a perfect picture of what things are like when we're in the middle of times like this, where we have uncertainty, anxiety, frustration, and we have this pent-up anger, I believe, in many Americans right now about somebody needs to do something. Well, listen to this extraordinarily short verse again, but listen to it with new ears. For the Lord is the Spirit. Now let's talk about those two words, Lord and Spirit. So when we hear in the New Testament the Lord, we're speaking about Jesus, and we hear about the Spirit, we're hearing about His Holy Spirit. So what we know is that if you are a born-again child of God, if you've accepted Christ into your life, that He, the Lord, is present within you by way of His Spirit. And wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. So there should be freedom within our soul. And the freedom within our soul comes in three ways. One, there is freedom from sin in that we can find forgiveness in Christ alone. There is freedom from fear, because wherever the presence of the Lord at, there is to be no fear. Perfect love casts out fear, and we know that Christ is perfect love. And then thirdly, we have freedom from death. We know the worst that can happen to us is we go to heaven. Now think about that. If in the midst of all of this challenge we're in America today, we were to slowly stop and look, the worst possible scenario for us is not that we lose everything financially. The worst possible scenario is not that we might lose some temporary freedoms or we might find ourselves in temporary illness. The worst possible scenario that many of us have is the fear to die. And yet, as a follower of Jesus, I would say I'm ready to roll. Let's go. Even so, come Lord Jesus. But there is freedom in the middle of this mess too. There is freedom that we can trust in Him. There is freedom that we can count on Him. There is freedom that we know that in the midst of our anxiety, we can lay all that down at His feet and He will take it from us. So friend, today, the Lord is the Spirit, and that Spirit dwells within you as a follower of Christ, and wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there should be freedom. Where you may not feel freedom today is because you may be throttling down the power of God's Spirit in your life. You might be choosing less freedom by not allowing Him to give you peace, power, and direction in your journey. And to overcome that, I would say run to Him and allow the Spirit of God to turn loose in your life and give you peace, power, and direction in every possible way in your life. And that would include speaking with the Lord, listening to the Lord, getting in His Scripture, and seeking wise, godly counsel. Friend, today, for the Lord is the Spirit, and wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Go in freedom today. God bless you, friend, and thanks for joining me for another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.